We will continue taking a look at the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, former President Donald Trump, that happened over the weekend. We'll continue taking a look at this from a number of different angles. I saw the opportunity to talk with a former Secret Service agent in charge, Secret Service special agent in charge. His name is Robert Caltabiano. I hope I'm pronouncing that last name right. Robert, how are you, sir?
Absolutely. You did a great job. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to have you on this morning. I've got to start with the most basic of questions. What went wrong? Where were the biggest failures?
Well, I think we can address that and look as to the why and why it happened.
Okay.
You know, sitting back here in the last couple of days and the luxury of being outside now and watching what everybody has watched, you know, you could say we could have, should have, and done. When I saw what I saw, I was aghast. I was sad. I was angry. All these emotions come to play, and then you have to kind of look at what really did happen. And one of my conclusions from people that I've spoken to from the inside and outside, it looks like to me that the agents did not have the adequate resources needed, whether it was manpower and other issues, to adequately deal with a Trump rally. It does not surprise me on something like this. And Ryan, I have to say that one of the things we need to look at is the complacency. And what I mean by that is, over the years, we as a nation, not just the Secret Service, has become complacent in Trump rallies. He's been doing them so long, they're so large, and they seem to smoothly go on. And all it takes is just one percentage off. You know, a Secret Service's life, agent's life, you have to be right 100% of the time.
Yep.
And I think the other day in Pennsylvania, we were about 80%.
Goodness gracious. And that's actually a bigger window than I was thinking we were going to get right there, because having a window 20% open is having a window open, to be sure.
Yes. And, you know, and I'm sad to say that in, you know, coming, you know, as a retired person now, but when I saw the videos, and we've all have, and, you know, of people pointing out the individual, and I won't even put his name out there, that was getting onto that roof, climbing onto the roof. And, you know, he was not confronted originally on that roof. It really made, you know, my blood boil as to what was going on. And then you have to go back and say that law enforcement across the whole is suffering. You know, there's lack of manpower. People do not want to go into law enforcement. The hiring process of getting good people for the job is lacking. So you put that all together, and in my view, it's just a matter of time, whether it was something like this where we had a loss of life or another tragedy. You know, all the pieces of the puzzle were just coming together.
We are talking with a former Secret Service agent and a Secret Service special agent in charge, Robert Caltabiano. Robert, got to ask you about that, the lack of resources, not having the adequate resources. There's been a lot of reporting, and we get it on our Facebook live chat this morning. There's been a lot of reporting that those rooftops that were the rooftop where the shooter was, that was delegated from Secret Service to local PD. Is that standard protocol?
It can be, you know. So first of all, I have to tell you, I hate outdoor events. They're very difficult. They do a great job over the years with this, but they're very difficult to fully, you know, try to secure. So you have the inner perimeter and the outer perimeter. And, you know, a lot of times people will walk from the outside in. I used to do the opposite and go from the outside in, you know, instead of the inside out. And because the Secret Service only has so many people and so many agents, we have to get help from outside law enforcement. And what I believe, and I do not have 100% confirmation on this, is that the building itself was most likely secure, the building itself. Mm-hmm. But what I think happened was it was not posted. What I mean, they did not have people, whether it was officers or somebody else there to watch that building so that nobody took a ladder, unfortunately, and would climb on top of it. And I think that aspect of it was a catastrophic failure.
Robert, can I ask you about just – you know, comparison wise from the time that you were in the Secret Service until now, have the nature of these events and threats changed? I mean, I understand you were a special agent in charge under George W. Bush, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
And others, yes.
And yes, and others. How has the nature of not just events, but threats changed over the course of time from then till now?
Oh, every year it changes. You know, it just the threats on former President Trump just escalate. You know, he's obviously a controversial figure to many people. And, you know, what I saw is that every incoming president normally gets more threats than the outgoing president in many ways. But with Trump, those threats have not changed. And I think they've only gotten worse in times. I was still in the Secret Service, we didn't have these rallies. I was leaving when Trump was running for president. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the preparation behind them, we had to have a learning curve. You know, we've done these things. The Secret Service has been doing them forever. But on a consistency of a Trump rally, really usurped the manpower of what the Secret Service has. And I'll give you an example. When I became an agent, we had about 1,500 throughout the world Secret Service agents. Now I think you're triple that amount. Now, the amount doesn't mean as much as the quality. And I think that in the workforce itself now, the quality of what you're getting for agents today has drastically changed.
We're talking with Robert Caltabiano. He's a former Secret Service special agent in charge. Robert, I got to ask you about the fist pump.
Yes.
This is being called into question a lot. As a former Secret Service agent, and I'm not asking you to throw former colleagues under the bus here, but should that have been allowed in any way, shape, or form?
So let's look at the perspective of it. Number one, there's two things. There's good and there's bad and ugly that happened the other day. The good, I really want to focus on. Number one was President Trump himself. And what I mean by that is, if you look when he was shot in the ear, he immediately ducked down.
Yes.
And so that shows me the education that the agents have worked with him over the years. If there was a situation, he helped save his own life. I've been saying this for days now. Mm-hmm. That was wonderful to see in a tragedy that we had. The response of the agents to get to him was pretty quick. It happened within split seconds. But then we have to understand, while they're going to the former president, they're trying to assess any injuries. When you see blood now, they're trying to check him and shield him all at the same time, not knowing what else is going on around them, you know, putting themselves in harm's way.
Right.
Then you have the former president, I know him very well, that is, you know, very strong-willed. So with all the split seconds of the turmoil going on, now you have to try to get him out of the situation. As we're trying to get him up, as you know, he's a tall man.
Yes.
He's a big man. And, you know, he got his will, pushed his will on the agents to do the fist bump. And that in and of itself could have been catastrophic, for sure, with him and the agents around, not knowing if there was another assailant. And, you know, it didn't look pretty. It didn't look like a Clint Eastwood movie, but at the end of the day, the agents did the best that they could for those split seconds to get him out of there. I know there's a lot of people, you know, making comments of how the size of agents and whatnot. We could talk about that at another time. But at that moment, they did what they could with the resources that they had.
There's also been a lot of talk on the internet, and if you don't want to walk down this path, that's fine. There's been a lot of talk on the internet about DEI hires watering down the Secret Service. Is there any evidence of that?
You know, when you make statements and look at trying to change, in my view, a workforce based on a sex, let's say, you're not looking at the best candidates. And I think it has a trickle effect. I believe it's been going on for quite some time, almost playing politics in the hiring process. There's no way you should be doing that in any law enforcement background. And it's sad to see, sad to hear, but I believe that it's true.
We got about 1 minute left with Robert Caltabiano. He's a former U.S. Secret Service special agent in charge. I want to ask you, I hesitate to, but I want to ask you to speculate moving forward. What does an investigation look like, and do you foresee any potential consequences for the agents who are on the scene?
I don't know about the consequences on the agents on the scene.
Or advance.
Sure, the people doing the advance, you know, again, they may have tried to do the best that they could with what they had. Mm-hmm. But one of the things I want everybody to understand out there is this may have a detrimental effect to, you know, future Trump rallies. Think about this. How many people are going to feel safe now going out to a Trump rally? Will the former president himself feel to put himself out in harm's way that way anymore? Knowing him, most likely he will.
Yeah.
But this could change the trajectory of many ways of the campaign between now and November. And, you know, I think you and I can talk in weeks to come and we'll have more answers. I do think that, you know, many people need to answer what happened here, including the director of the Secret Service. There's no excuse. Obviously, she wasn't there. But if it's true, which I believe, and they did not get the resources, then that is a major, major blow against the Secret Service.
He is Robert Caltabiano, former Secret Service special agent in charge, close to 30 years in the business. Robert, I greatly, greatly appreciate the time this morning.
Absolutely. God bless and thank you.
Thank you. We'll be talking soon.